Hey everybody, quarantine mini day, maybe 20, maybe 18, 19. They blend together, folks. Connor Lestuka here with Mike. We discussed Digital Fortress yesterday. Now we're back to the regular minutia of the day-to-day life in the new world, which we all live in. How are you doing, Mike?
Well, as you said, to quote you, you know, it's weird. I asked you, and I think we can bring this on air if you don't object to it. How's the toilet paper situation?
My toilet paper situation is good. Our Costco was brimming. It was like there are toilet paper forts in the aisles when I went last Friday.
We just have not found that. It hasn't picked up for us. we're good. As I told you, we have not resorted to the family cloth, which is a word I was introduced to several days ago. I'd never heard of this before. Apparently, this is showing up in newspapers and articles. Like, here's how to deal with the problem. I would just like to ask the hoarders, is that your concern in the end times? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, back in the Black Plague, the, you know, one of many during in Europe during the, 1100, I believe, and then the 1300s, and there, many, many, many plagues.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's what they were. They would started leaving their towns and, like, starting new religious sects. And,
yeah. So if you're talking about the concerns here, so, like, some people are going to be concerned about eating grandma, and some people are going to be concerned about, you know, proper butt hygiene once they have digested grandma. So, like, which one of those do you fall into? And I would be more concerned about the former. That's for, you know, that once you've gone with A, it's sort of hard to worry about B.
Right. I don't know. I can understand, you know, but when because I lived through the Y2K scare.
Sure. Oh yeah, that little blip.
But that was huge. That was months and months of we're all going to die. Everything's going to shut down. You better have a plan. And I don't remember at that time that
the hoarding?
Toilet paper was a big concern.
Yeah.
Oh, there was hoarding, and there was, you know, people going and setting up bunkers and everything. But they were buying, you know, number 10 cans of generic beef and canned water and stuff like that. I just don't remember. So I was just surprised that product.
And in retrospect, when you were going through the number 10 can of Dinty Moore or whatever, it probably should have been more of a concern.
Right. Anyway, not to dwell on that.
Yeah, not to dwell on that. You know,
this is not our hack bit. I'm honestly puzzled by it.
Yeah, no, it's, but so, like, you know, for all the times that you were attending a, you know, cultural event or a Major League Baseball game or eating, you know, a variety of ethnic food that was good and not bad, now Burlington is kicking its feet back and putting a cigar in its mouth and laughing at you.
We win, everybody. We win. Well, good for you. I'm glad you feel smug about that particular thing.
Yeah, but I got another thing to be smug about, and that's that my day-to-day life today was not interrupted by a cacophony outside the window.
Yeah, that's what our quarantine mini is about today. I believe it was, I woke up fairly early. My sleep patterns, like many human beings, have been interrupted by the fact that the world is ending. And so I will sometimes wake up at, my wake up time is like 3:30, 4, and then it's, you know, tossing and turning. And I will, you know, I'll cobble together a few more hours of sleep. But sometimes I'll even manage to get up at like 8:30, which is unheard of.
Okay.
I haven't done that since before I had children. but this morning was up fairly early, and at, I think it was like 7:20, leaf blower. Outside my window, and now it's getting warm here, and, you know, I like things cool in my office, so windows open. Leaf blower. This is a cosmic joke, because it's
so, yeah, just
the
to,
bane
just to,
of my existence.
To reinforce for everybody, that there are no leaves
there
on
are
the
no
trees.
Leaves.
Like, there's not buds on the trees, and there's not, you know, the grass is still a thin...
No,
thin layer
no
of you know, mud slash brown grass. So there's nothing to mow and then blow up.
No, there's no foliage anywhere.
And
this is,
and as we discussed, there's been a series of things that have been deemed essential employees, such as, you know, grocery workers and medical and pharmacies and such like that.
Right.
And yet and the powerful leaf blower lobby has evidently maybe they probably just went outside the governor's house and were like, well, we're going to do this until you say that we're essential.
Right. He's like, yes, okay, fine, you're essential. But that's not the end of the story. Nope. Several hours later, leaf blower. Same track, my hand to God, right. I swear.
Yeah.
This was a different person with a more powerful leaf blower. But that was round two. And so Bridget was up and we were talking. And in the middle of it, we said, that can't be. And we looked out. There was leaf blower number two with the backpack one.
Yeah.
You know, the super jet one.
Super high power.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, at least it's done for the day. And that was a good half an hour right outside the window.
Those are the ones blowing. That require like tactical ear level protection, like gun
yes,
range.
Yes, I'm sure that like 3M is constantly getting sued over not protecting their ears enough for those things. So anyway, well
at least
quite a day.
Yeah, ended. That was I didn't get a single leaf blower, so I was glad to know that though you encountered the menace, you only had to deal with it twice.
Yes. Well, so your guess is that there were two rounds of leaf blowing. Is that your guess?
Those are the two that I heard about.
No, because that is wrong, my friend. Three leaf blowing rounds. Three.
And you do not live in a you don't have a lawn or anything. You don't have
there is no grass around. It's a building.
There's a light rail track that leading into the city. There's a
car dealership planters
nearby. Like
there is a well-trod like bike multi-use path that is it connects to a very major Minnesotans love to recreate. This is a much beloved recreational path. Mm-hmm. So there's no grass on that.
Incredible.
I swear I at the third one, what do you do? You throw up your hands and go, I don't know.
Right.
This is obviously a gag.
It is now funny to me. Yeah. Like, please have it happen a fourth time.
Right. So we didn't get to four, but I did. It was a solid three.
Yeah, tomorrow's another day.
I'm sure. And there's also a guy who was doing, this wasn't today, this was yesterday, one of those power hedge trimmer, like, but not the handheld, like it's on the end of a pole.
Oh,
you know what
okay.
I'm talking
yeah,
about?
So it looks sure, like yeah.
little alligator teeth on the end of a pole. And so he was working the dead grass from the previous year outside of our building too.
Amazing.
So the equivalent of a leaf blower, but he seemed to be doing even less than what a leaf blower would do. So.
Wow. Well, that's, you know, if you're going to be stuck inside, at least you might as well have something to drive you absolutely mad from the outside.
I mean, I guess it's maybe it's a safety measure. Like your windows were open to get a little brief hint of fresh, clean spring air. No, that is not allowed.
That's true. Yeah.
You will be locking up and sealing yourselves in like a tomb, and we'll make sure of it by this method. So,
well,
so that's my day.
Yeah, that's delightful. At least I didn't leave the house, so
not at all.
No, it rained, so that we thought about it, but didn't today.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully tomorrow, hopefully over the weekend, we'll see. But yeah, I interrupted you as you were about to post something else before I asked you to hop on here.
Oh yes, I was going to do my you've saved the people from my mini lectures on the Hammerklavier symphony.
Okay,
which I'm still going to do, but I'll just play a little right now.
Okay,
for those who are excited by it, here it comes. This is the mighty Hammerklavier. The greatest piano sonata ever written, Ludwig Beethoven. All right, so I'm going to do a dissertation on that, my mini dissertation.
Yeah,
but you had something.
Yeah, no, I did. So I after sort of hung up the work computer for the night and moved on to the couch and busted out the trusty pocket operators, which our listeners know from the theme music. And there's a sort of a new one, a new pocket operator, the PO33KO, that acts as a sample. that acts as a sampler.
Sure.
And I've not used it a ton. The sub and the arcade were the ones I used to make the theme song. But just yesterday I started picking it up and trying to sample some old Super Nintendo games to see what I could do with that. So I made my own sort of, I guess, Hammerklavier using the Donkey Kong Country theme music.
Really?
Yeah. So we can take a listen to that if we want to.
Okay. You know what? Let me see if I have it available in my own.
Yeah, it's gotten a decent response online. In fact, I posted it yesterday on Instagram. Here we go.
I'm maxing out on volume. Sorry.
Okay. I hear it. The drop is coming. So that was about an hour well spent.
And where do you think that stands in the, compared to what you know about the Hammer Clavier?
It's better than who's the poor man's Amadeus?
Well, that's a completely different subject. Do you mean Salieri?
Yeah, it's better than him.
Okay.
You needed to have a whole like Oscar-winning movie before anyone knew who he was. So,
Be honest though, have you even seen the movie?
No, I have not.
Okay,
I just know that as looking up, the rival of I appreciate that they even a Mozart had a rival. So you got to look.
Trivia question for you then: given your knowledge, did Beethoven ever meet Mozart?
No, they were a century apart.
Oh. So close.
Did they?
Beethoven was traveling to, I believe, Salzburg to meet Mozart.
Huh.
And by the time he got there, Mozart died.
Oh, wow.
Huh. So, no, they were roughly contemporary, mm-hmm. although, their periods, because Beethoven advanced the music so much, by the time he was done, Mozart seemed like he was a century away. So,
So it's like... Eric Clapton and Robert Johnson type of thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that was the Donkey Kong Country menu music that's been remixed into a house track. So,
all right, so in the tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them, toilet paper, Donkey Kong remix?
Yes, Donkey Kong Country.
Hammer Clavier, Mozart, Salieri.
Leaf blower insanity.
Leaf blower. All right.
All right.
This has been another quarantine minute.
It's setting in.
It is.
All right.
Space
Thanks, everybody.
Madness. So long, everyone.
Talk to you later.